This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. State lawmakers have failed for a third year in a row to delay public record requests. A bill to extend wait times for the production of government documents failed in the state Senate yesterday. State Senator Katie Wallace cast the deciding no vote.
I believe that the government should provide transparency and accountability every chance it gets to its people. When governments start hiding or even appearing to hide, it's a bad thing for representative democracy.
The bill aims to lessen the burden on local governments that claim to be swamped by records requests. Media organizations, including CPR News, testified that there are already major obstacles to getting records, including fees and denials. And an editor's note that no CPR News leadership involved in lobbying on this bill reviewed this story before it aired, nor had editorial influence on it. A quarter of Colorado's nurses are over the age of 60, which means the profession is bracing for a retirement cliff. This is especially true for managers and nurse educators. To bridge the gap, Colorado State University's nursing school in Pueblo is expanding its reach. It will offer a graduate program at CSU in Fort Collins, where Dean Christy Morris cites the pandemic as one culprit behind the shortage.
Anytime you're called a hero, maybe you have a job other people don't want and they're a little bit afraid of. So we wonder how much of the impact is due to that. But we are seeing fewer people, certainly fewer young people, want to go straight into nursing. I'm hopeful in the next 5 years it turns around again.
This is CPR News.